This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the prestigious National Geoscience Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Center in New Delhi. The National Geoscience Awards are among the country's oldest and most prestigious honors in the field of geosciences. Congratulating the awardees, the president said the awards are given to honor their commitment, innovation and excellence in fields of geosciences. She also highlighted that minerals have played a pivotal role in development of human civilization and laid the cornerstone for industries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his government has launched several schemes and programs with women at the center, which have benefited every section of society. Speaking through video conference from New Delhi on the occasion of the launch of the Mukhya Mantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana for Bihar, the Prime Minister said, the double engine government at the center and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's government in Bihar is working together for women's welfare. The Prime Minister said the foundation for this was laid 11 years ago through the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, which enabled the opening of millions of bank accounts for women. The Prime Minister also interacted with the beneficiaries of the Mukhya Mantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana from Purni Gaya, West Champaran and Bhojpur districts of Bihar through a video conference. After 6 decades of service to the nation, the Indian Air Force's legendary fighter aircraft MiG-21 was given a final farewell today. The farewell ceremony was held at Chandigarh Air Base in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Air Force Chief Air Marshal A.P. Singh and other dignitaries. The MiG-21 operations concluded with a ceremonial flypast. Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh flew the last sortie of the squadron with a call sign Badal 3. Speaking on the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauded the role of MiG-21 in the Indo-Pakistan War of 1971, saying that there have been many such occasions when the MiG-21 proved its decisive capacity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi recalled his contributions to the nation building during his long years of public life. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has stressed that food safety is not just about compliance, but about building trust in the global food system. Mr. Nadda said this while inaugurating the third edition of FSSAI's Global Food Regulators Summit 2025 in New Delhi today. He said, the government has always laid strong emphasis on healthy eating habits to make the future stronger, fitter and disease-free. He commended the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India for bringing together a global congregation of expert regulators, scientists and policymakers to ensure food safety and nutritional well-being. Coal Public Sector Undertakings today announced a performance-linked reward of 1,03,000 rupees to its non-executive workers. According to the Coal Ministry, the PLR will benefit more than 2 lakh non-executive cadre employees across Coal India Limited, its subsidiaries and Singareni Coolerities Company Limited. The ministry also informed that the amount will be credited on pro rata basis depending on attendance. It further stated the PLR aims to recognize the contribution of non-executive workers across all Coal India Limited subsidiaries and Singareni Coolerities Company Limited, providing them relief during the festive season. Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh Pema Khandu today paid floral tributes at the Statue of Brotherhood, the Statue of Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhupen Hazarika at Bolung in Lower Dibang Valley District. In a social media post, Khandu termed the iconic statue as a symbol of unity and cultural harmony, reflecting Dr. Hazarika's unparalleled contribution in bringing Arunachal Pradesh and Assam closer through his music and vision. The government of Arunachal Pradesh, in collaboration with the Bhupen Hazarika Cultural Trust, Guwahati, is celebrating the 100th birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhupen Hazarika at Roing today. On the occasion, the Chief Minister unveiled a photo gallery and exhibition stalls dedicated to Dr. Hazarika, offering glimpses of his artistic journey and cultural legacy. In a first-of-its-kind initiative, the government is hosting a visit of national flag quiz winners to the world's highest battlefield, Siachen, from the 28th of this month. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports in statement said that during the visit, 25 young men will get an opportunity to spend 72 hours with the Indian Army. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.